At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday Savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Covino and Rich podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio.
Find your local station for Covino and Rich at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Oh, yeah.
CNR Friday,
on FSR. Friday. And not just any Friday, Danny G. Fox Sports Radio Nation.
We're getting hyped.
Memorial Day weekend Friday. Let's go. I got my bikini ready, baby. Let's go. I might not be bikini ready, but I have my bikini ready.
Uh-oh.
Look out. Monsi. No, I'm not wearing it right now. Stop trying to peek. Monsi's on the update.
Yo, wow. Monsi!
Danny G's on the phones.
Danny G!
Ramos on the turntables.
Hola!
We're Covino and Rich. Friday, let's be rocking out.
Yeah!
Sorry, man. I was in the editing room pulling some last-minute clips for the show.
I was dodging all these nasty grams that I'm getting on social media. That's the price you pay when you have strong opinions on Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah.
Heard you had a fighter coming after you.
Yo, it's so, yo, Monsi, Danny G, Ramos, this is great because Covino's a huge boxing fan, and I know you like Caleb Plant.
I rooted for Caleb Plant when he fought Canelo Alvarez, and you're probably thinking, well, who cares?
I love his dad's music.
That's like sacrilegious.
His dad's not Robert.
It's not Robert. No, yeah, no relation that I know.
Plant.
Not that I know.
Woo!
But, you know, I come from a household of Mexican people who root for Mexican fighters.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, no, I'm not rooting for Canelo. Oh. I like Caleb Plant. Meanwhile, Caleb Plant, one of my favorite fighters, is coming at me, calling me a dummy because I said that Lomachenko got robbed.
As I said yesterday, the more our clips and the show's growing, people are coming at us, and
yeah,
I love it.
But you know what?
But you're a fighter that you root for.
I know, that sucks.
Now, does Covino continue to root for Caleb Plant?
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Caleb Plant's like, yo, Covino, you're an idiot.
No, I still root for him. I think he beats Charlo. I think he's a real competitive guy, and you know he's got that sort of swag and attitude about him, so he doesn't agree with me. And he came at me, and it's kind of a compliment. Hey, he's listening. We're on the radar. I'm a fan of this dude.
Yeah, but if Pete Alonso came at me, and he's like, hey, Polar Bear Pete here, Rich Davis, shut your stupid mouth. I don't know how I would feel.
Yeah, but I don't like that attitude of just because you're a boxer, you're a fighter, you know more. You know, I get it. He's like, I got 21 years in the ring. And he does. I got more than that as a fan.
Wasn't that the basis of every J.J. Redick, Stephen A. Smith fight on planet Earth? Like, it's like, oh,
here's how I
played.
I view it.
And Stephen A. is like, yeah, but the fact of the matter,
yeah,
J.J.
I don't like that because it doesn't diminish or minimize my opinion as a fan and millions of other people's as a fan. They've watched it growing up. And you know how many people with more experience in the ring also agree with me? You know, so that doesn't matter. It really doesn't hold that much weight. But he said it's contradictory to say it was a robbery when at the same time I said it was a competitive and close fight, talking about Lomachenko-Haney. And I'm like, that's not contradictory. You're going to tell me that you can't have a close race yet have a clear winner? It was a close fight, but there was a clear winner. And it wasn't Devin Haney. It was Lomachenko. So anyway, battling. And that's not my only battle of the day, Rich. I got to tell you about something else that happens.
I'm excited to hear this. It's a Friday show.
Yeah, and we're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
And Progressive Insurance, high flow. Hope you have a nice Memorial Day weekend.
Well, I'll flow.
Bundling is easy at Progressive. Motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more all on one plan. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. Now, coming up in just a few minutes, we are going to talk about the anniversary of one of your favorite sporting events. Can you believe it's been 30 years since?
It wasn't an event. It was a moment.
No, it's the greatest event in sports history.
It was like a moment that just lived on in all of our minds and memories forever.
Think about it. Here's your hint. Doink. Something happened 30 years ago.
It was more of a boink.
More of a dink.
It was more of like a ink.
Well, we're going to get to the 30-year anniversary of something very special. Plus, it's someone's birthday today, and it had me thinking of the greatest sports themes of all time. Plus, if you're a Heat fan, should you be shaking a little bit in your chonies? Because it looks like momentum has shifted.
Dude, Celtics are gaining momentum like MC Hammer. Remember that song, Danny G? Flashback
91?
Friday?
91?
Yeah. Gaining momentum, but... Yeah, I'm super pumped about the games this weekend and just chilling this holiday weekend. In fact, next hour we'll go over a little weekend hobnobbing, what you need to watch in the world of sports and entertainment. Again, I'm Steve Covino, and please hear me out before I move on.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people saying that you can't have a close and competitive fight or a close and competitive game, yet say it was a robbery. And I'm like, yeah, because there was a clear winner. Hear what I said once again.
I mean, I think I'm team Caleb Plant.
Do you mean to tell me you can't have a close race and not have a clear winner? It was a close fight, but there was a clear winner.
No, like if Tyreek Hill and I had a race, it wouldn't be close.
Yes.
But if Tyreek Hill beat someone by a couple strides, but he's winning the whole time, it's close.
Hey, it was
but
a close race, but there was a clear winner.
But if you said the other guy won, it'd be like, whoa, 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 robbery. That was
so okay. Haney, yeah, I did think he should have dominated. He was the bigger fighter. He's a younger fighter. He's the guy to beat. He's the guy with all the belts. So I thought it was a close fight. I thought it was competitive, but I thought there was a clear winner, and it wasn't Haney, therefore robbery. And how could you say robbery? What about all the people that bet on the guy and lost money? Robbery.
Well,
and I'm not the only guy saying it. So I was battling right before the show started, Caleb Plant, and I thought it was a fake dude. I didn't think it was the actual boxer, Caleb Plant. Who again, I admire, but yeah, hey, guys, people are listening.
Why don't you guys bro hug it out?
Well, but it's not even my biggest fight of the day.
Is your biggest battle with your HOA?
No, not at all.
Yo, the 10-second version of that, you may say no one cares.
Nah, no one cares about that. Why would you waste our valuable time on that story?
I need Ramos, Danny G, and Monsi to be the quick 10-second jury.
This isn't going to be 10 seconds,
you big liar. Before the weekend.
Do you remember so much to get to.
Do you remember when it rained for 3 months in L.A.?
3,000 months of rain.
It was the endless downpour. Covino had a leak in his wall. The HOA at his condo said, all right, we got it covered. He has the emails. He has the receipts, as they say.
Well, I had to wait for approval and authorization, to get it fixed.
And then, after he gets it fixed, because the HOA sends the repair people, they're like, Steve Covino in unit whatever. We're going to have to charge you $3,000 because it happened to everyone.
I'm like, wait a second. I didn't approve that. I never got an estimate. I would have had my own guys do it.
It would be unfair if we gave it to you for free because a lot of people had water damage.
I got actual approval to get it done.
So they gave him a statement for $3,000.
Absolutely not.
This would have cost me like $500 to fix at best. You know, I would have hired a handyman and they hired their contractors to fix this. $3,000 they're charging me. I'm like, whoa.
I would mail that bill to my dentist just to confuse everyone.
So you know what? So you know what, Danny G, that's not a bad idea.
I said,
that's
have
where I send all my Quest diagnostic bills.
I said, get the old chat GPT going and just be like, my lawyer will be in contact. Give him a fake threat. They'll be like, oh, it's okay. Well, no one wants to deal with lawyers.
It adds to the truth of me just fighting with everybody. Right, fighting professional
HOA,
boxers.
HOA, Caleb Plant, who else? Who else are you battling on a Friday?
I had a Vato standoff today.
Oh, Jesus.
And I was so wrong about it. That's what makes it funny. Hey, I admit when I'm wrong. I don't think I'm wrong about my opinion. It's my opinion. Everyone's entitled to their crappy opinions, right? I Went and had a salad. I went to the gym today, like a good boy, trying to get ripped, you know, for Memorial Day weekend. I wish I would have started 3 months ago.
way different mornings. I had a breakfast burrito and a big coffee.
No, man. Trying to get in shape. Summer starts. Salad. So at the gym, listening to Fox Sports Radio. Then I go and get a salad, you know, because I'm trying to look shredded.
I don't know, Ben. I'm looking at it. I think it's a dad belly summer. A little bit of a dad belly summer.
I got that Winnie the Pooh physique, you know. So I'm trying to see if I'm getting results. I had one salad. I'm feeling good. So anyway, I go into the salad place right over here, right by Fox Sports. And I go up to the vato behind the counter. And I go up there real proud. And I'm like, yo, orale, vato. I gave him the vato nod. I'm like, give me the beast bowl. And he's like, we don't have beast bowl, sir. I'm like, yo, beast, give me the beast. I'm like, what do you mean? Like, I didn't like the way he came at me. Like, he sort of shut me down, and I was very pumped to get the salad, right?
No. You were excited to get the beast bowl?
Yeah. So I'm looking at the thing.
What's so beasting about a salad?
I don't know, but I was like, yo, man, I feel like a beast. This is cool.
Explain to me what this beast bowl is.
I don't know, right? It's chicken teriyaki and salad with some rice in it, right? And I'm like, oh, and I look at it, and I'm like, oh, the spicy beast bowl. Right? And they, yeah, the beast, I want the spicy one.
Oh, wow. Spice it up.
And he's like, no, sir, we don't have that. And I'm looking right at it, dude. I'm like, yo, is this guy messing with me, dude? So, like, we're having a vato standoff. I'm like, I don't know what I'm supposed to say next. Like, well, I get it here
time. I got it. Please?
And he's like,
there's your manners.
I'm like, I'm pointing. He's like, no, man, we don't have beast bowls. And I'm like, what do you mean you don't have beast bowls, dude? And I'm like, it's right there, dude. Like, because he was acting like, I don't know what I'm talking about. It's not my first time at this place. And he goes, it's a chicken breast bowl. I'm like, wait, it's not a beast. It doesn't say beast.
Oh my God.
I thought it said beast.
No.
Yo, but not even.
You're so dumb.
So I wanted
glasses.
I know, dude. I was asking for the teriyaki beast bowl. And, not my first time. For months, I thought it was called the beast bowl. It's just I happen to say it this time. You know, I usually say, yeah, give me the teriyaki thing. I was in there like, yo, I want the beast bowl. And they're like, you mean the breast bowl? And I was like,
so embarrassing.
Oh, sorry, vato. And then no. I like, yeah, I felt so defeated after that.
His mother effort needs glasses. Monsi, the problem is Covino grew up. He was that kid with 2010 vision playing sports. Yeah. Like, always like, I don't need glasses. I wear contacts. I should probably have gotten LASIK. If you wear glasses or contacts, I'm minus 4.5 in each eye.
So, dude, hold on. I gave him the vato pound because I knew I was wrong. Proving again, I admit when I'm wrong. So
when are you going to admit that you need some readers or something?
I do. I thought it was the teriyaki beast bowl.
Sell them at CVS. Go pick them up at the drugstore.
It's no, senor. It's the teriyaki breast bowl.
And I've been helping to cover things up because I used the size 16 font.
Yeah.
On our rundown.
Danny G, thank you for that, man. So that's a reminder today.
17 pages long, but everything is really big to read.
So for those of you playing along at home, it's not the teriyaki beast bowl. It's the spicy teriyaki breast bowl.
Oh.
Yeah, there's no beast involved except for me. Yeah,
I need you to take a picture of this sign and show it to us.
Please do.
I'll do it
next
time.
That's what I'm going to need.
I swore for months it was called the beast bowl.
Right. No.
The breast bowl.
You got the mom and dad size font on your phone yet?
No, not at all. And by the way, you know, painting.
You know
a
what I'm talking about, right? Like you see your parents' phone. Like, what do you got? Like size 28 courier?
Is that
phone
or dad?
Is that a
jitterbug? You got a jitterbug phone?
Is that a jitterbug?
I don't want people thinking like I'm some old guy here. Like, hey,
yeah, you're in your 40s. You should get some glasses.
It's not the Ebenezer and Rich show. It's just a matter. I call it COVID eye. My eyesight hasn't been the same since COVID, and that's the truth. But I was wrong. But I'm fighting everybody, it seems, and that's my story, so I'm happy to be here. The end.
COVID eye. Is that Juan Soto's excuse and some of these other players? Oh, I got the COVID eye. That's why I'm batting in the 100s.
I think Caleb Plant's got the COVID eye, and the judges that saw the Lomachenko fight.
Get over it.
I don't know what they were watching.
Get over it.
But either way, thank you for being here with us. That's my story. Sticking to it.
I appreciate it.
Admit when you're wrong, and that's it.
All right. Well, hey, the 30-year anniversary. Any guesses? I gave everyone a few minutes. Today is the 30-year anniversary of a classic.
Which, by the way, is a timestamp that makes me want to vomit. So maybe you're right. Maybe I am an old guy because this is 30 years ago, dude.
Yeah, as the meme goes, when you say 30 years ago, I'm like, oh, yeah, 1970-something? Nope. 1990-something.
Yeah, you really do still think must be 70-something. Nope, this is probably when you were in high school or junior high or something like that. Happened in 1993.
I'm always fascinated by the FM radio stations that are like, best of the 80s, 90s, and today. I'm like, today's 30 years based on your slogan. 80s, not today? Like, 80s, 90s, and today was great when it was like 2002. Yeah. 80s, 90s, so and true. Today?
80s, 90s, yeah. 2000s. 70s, 80s, and the last 40 years.
Yeah. Come on. You're playing Hall & Oates into Dua Lipa. Come on. So, Ramos, without any further ado, 30 years ago today, this happened in the world of sports.
High fly ball, right field deep. Canseco back to the track. Look it up. It is off his head, it looked like. And over the top. A home run. That looked like it hit Canseco over the top of the head. We'll have to check the replay. It did. It went over the fence. David Hull's laughing out there, so it must hit something funny.
That was one of the greatest moments in baseball in the 90s. A home run that went off of Jose Canseco's head over the fence. 30 years ago today. Feel
way,
old yet?
You know, I am, or I was a fan of Jose Canseco, the Bash Brothers. I mean, who didn't have his 86 rated rookie? That was one of my prized possessions as a kid. But that was just one of the many, many embarrassing moments for Jose Canseco. You know, and remember his most recent? I mean, it was probably like 20 years ago, but it feels recent to me. Remember he got in the ring with Billy the sports intern at Barstool or something like that and like took a dive.
I thought you were gonna say when Canseco was trying to get in between J-Lo and A-Rod. Remember that? He's like
J-Lo, just so you know, Jose Canseco here. A-Rod's, you know, messing around.
And you know, Rich and I have seen him out and about at some cool parties, and he's like a super strapping like beefcake. He's something so goofy about it.
Monty, he's like a handsome older dude. Yeah. We saw him at the ESPYs party when we used to work at the other place. ESPN after party. Jose Canseco's sort of sitting by himself. I think people are either weird to go up to him or he puts off a vibe like, don't come up to me. He's sitting there with his, we call them hide burns. He has no sideburns. They're like actually higher than his ear.
Okay.
Got those hide burns.
Negative burns.
He got the negative burns.
Negative hide burns from the 90s.
And he's just sitting there chilling. And Danny, he's still like beefy, still looking strong, but
yeah, he's a handsome guy.
It's an old ass Jose Canseco.
And you gotta say that in his prime, I mean, one of the most dominant. That guy could have went 40-40 plenty of times probably. But so many buffoonery moments in his career, and that's just the best. That's probably the king of them all, I think. Like, a home run off his head. It doesn't get worse than that. So embarrassing.
Really?
Here's what we ask you at 877-99 on Fox.
Oh, you're asking the old baseball funny side up.
Is there a better sports blooper than that? When you think back, you know, when we were kids watching This Week in Baseball, was there, and Spot, you can't include the Major League, I'm sorry, the Naked Gun ones.
Oh, where the guy's head falls off when he rode.
No guy was hit by a car or
mauled by a tiger.
Yeah. Leslie Nielsen was not vacuuming home plate. Your favorite blooper, is there one that's better than the ball off of Canseco's head?
Oh,
I mean, that's classic.
That's one of the best, though, dude, if not the number one. Something about it so memorable. It was Jose Canseco. It wasn't some just random guy.
I always thought it was cool when your dude, Paul O'Neill, when he was on the Reds, remember he kicked the ball? He was sort of bumbling around the baseball. Kicked it in, and it was a line drive kick to the cutoff.
By the way, if you go to his baseball reference, it says throws. I think it says throws left, kicks right, or something like that.
Really?
Yeah, they label it that.
So I thought that was cool. I'm trying to think
or
of some of my
throws right, kicks left.
Some of my favorites. Let's hear yours at 877-99 on Fox. Anyone come to mind? We'll take your phone calls, your feedback. Danny, any highlights of any good bloopers?
Yeah, I'm going to put a new one on there. Remember when the Dallas Cowboys ran that really botched Hail Mary strange play where it was just Ezekiel Elliott by himself as center?
Yeah.
That's got to go on the list. That's the latest one.
And that was his last play as a Dallas Cowboy. Ezekiel Elliott's last moment as a Cowboy was getting run over.
So bad.
That's a good one.
And that's gone viral again since, just pointing out that that's his last play. So bad. So we open up the phones to you, Fox Sports Radio Nation, 877-99 on Fox, on the anniversary of this amazing misplay blooper from Jose Canseco. Is there other ones that rival it or ones you just want to give honorable mention?
I want to give an honorable mention to the tennis ball boy that falls.
Oh, it's the best.
He trips to a knee and slams his face against the padded wall.
I love that.
And he pretends like nothing happened. Like, classic.
That is one of my favorites. That's definitely one of my favorites too, Rich.
But we'll take all your feedback next, right here on FSR. Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio, getting into your Memorial Day weekend. And I know on Sunday, hey, if you guys want to come over, I think I'm going to be grilling up some food. And where am I getting that food, Covino?
Oh, man. Are you grilling up some chicken beast?
No, it's chicken breast.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, it says breast here. Yeah,
chicken.
They got chicken. They got seafood. They got high-quality steaks. They got everything you need at ButcherBox.com. For your Memorial Day weekend, for your grilling season, for your summer. It's going to be a hot butcher summer. And Father's Day next month, June 18th.
My wife, Sarah put the ribs and some ground beef and a bunch of stuff in the fridge to thaw out for tomorrow. So we'll be grilling all weekend. Butcher Box with code CRSHOW. You're going to get ground beef for a year for free. 2 pounds of ground beef every month, plus $20 off your first order. I don't know why you would not try this. Give it a shot at least. ButcherBox.com with code CRSHOW. It's high quality. It's convenient.
It's a great gift.
It's a great gift. It's great for you. It's convenient if you got little kids and you don't feel like running to the supermarket all the time. ButcherBox.com, code CRSHOW.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Hey, guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Covino, the one guy that had this on as a single.
Was this on the same album as Pumps in a Bump?
It might have been.
I feel it was.
Man, Covino and Rich on a Friday.
CNR gaining momentum. People feeling the heat like Jimmy Buckets. Covino and Rich, CNR on FSR. Thank you guys for hanging out with us every day. Remember, next hour, weekend hobnobbing, what you need to watch in the world of sports and entertainment. Plus, we have a friend in need if we have time. It involves Memorial Day and grilling. So we hope you're pumped for the three-day weekend. If not, MC Hammer definitely helped on a flashback Friday. Speaking of flashing it back, we went back 30 years ago today for one of the best sports bloopers ever. And, you know, I had some time to really think about it. I really do think this is one of the best highlights. And it's Jose Canseco taking that boink off the top of his dome into the stands for a home run. Because it's just like insult to injury. Like, I hit him on the head and then goes over the fence. He looks like an idiot. And you know, it's just one of those lasting memories and lasting plays that won't go away. But I thought of one other one that is right up there with that play.
Hold on. 30 years ago today, Ramos and I were talking during the break that The announcer, the play-by-play guy, he even had a lot of fun with it.
High fly ball, right field deep. Canseco back to the track. Look it up. It is off his head, it looked like. And on the top. A home run.
I mean,
it looked like it hit Canseco on the top of the head. We'll have to check the replay. It did.
It did. It hit him on the top of the head.
Like, and how hard is your dome if, like, you're not even fazed by that, right? Because think of how high a home run is, you know, right off the top of his head. He didn't even flinch. You know, hits into the wall, bounces over. The only one that really is on that level for me that's coming to mind right now, but we're going to the phones, 877-99 on Fox. Well, there's two. Remember when Carlton takes that last shot on the Fresh Prince?
speaking of which, I was thinking of, I'm drawing a blank. What NBA player, like, put his arms up, like, nailed the three-pointer, and it was clink?
Swag, what's his name?
Swaggy P.
That was a more recent, like,
swish.
Swish, doink.
Embarrassing, yeah, that's bad.
Before we go to the phone calls, I got one. Do you want to give yours?
Yeah, I guess. Honestly, that's one of the best, but when... And I know we sort of we pardoned this on Thanksgiving.
I was going to bring it up, but I didn't because we pardoned him.
We pardoned it, but for the sake of this conversation, even though we said this is the first year where it's over, the butt fumble.
That's it. You can't speak of it again.
Half the callers on hold just groaned
right
now.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Then I take pride in saying it because we pardoned it, so no need to call about it. We finally said, you know what? Wait, what? 10 years ago? How long has it been since that? We said, you know what? No one really talked about it this year. Let's let it go.
Yeah, and you know what? Believe it or not, Mark Sanchez, is a good dude, and he had a good baseball career. So to think of him for only that was unfair.
Football.
Did I say baseball?
Yeah.
I was thinking baseball because, do you guys remember the dude Steve Lyons? Do you remember the baseball player Steve Lyons? I think of him as a White Sox in the '80s, right? '80s, '90s.
Yeah, and he broadcast for the Angels. Yeah.
Okay, well, do you remember he got on first base and he forgot where he was and pulled down his pants?
Yes.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah. No, he had his
like jock strap and everything on and
sliding pants.
Yeah. But Spot, he got dirt when he slid and he for a minute forgot where he was, so he starts like doing what you would do, like in the bathroom, like pull his pants down, tuck it, and he's like, forgot where I am. Like
baseball. That made every funny VHS
adjust.
Funny moment.
Yeah.
No, yeah. It's a classic one for sure.
Yeah. Well, not a blooper, but if you talk about old 80s tapes, there's gonna be Ozzie Smith flipping somewhere in there.
There's always a sweet hot foot video.
From Roger McDowell.
Yeah, a sweet hot foot clip to follow that one on the old VHS tapes. But we're going to your phones. Thank you for holding. Thank you for hanging. Covino and Rich on Fox Sports Radio.
Let's go to Ralph in New York City. What's up, Ralph?
Hey,
Covino and Rich.
Yeah, gentlemen, I'm thinking of one we saw again and again and again. The thrill of victory and the agony of defeat.
Oh, yeah.
The jumper crashes and Wild World of Sports in the intro.
Feels like yesterday, man. That, you know, I'd see that, what was that, every Saturday morning or so? Was it Saturday or Sunday that would air?
I think Sunday.
I feel like Sunday.
It was Sunday. Yeah, maybe Sunday. Yeah, man. I totally remember that. Great memory. Thank you.
Charlie up in Washington State. What's up, Charlie?
The show.
Thanks, man.
So first off, don't ever retire talking about the butt fumble. I mean, that's just it's too good to not talk about. But
it really was.
My other one is very recent. This poor man that I think a lot of us sympathize with, Badu, dude for the Tigers that tried to steal second. And not only does he get thrown out, but it gets reflected off of a sensitive spot.
I mentioned this yesterday in passing. It was Badu and the Tigers. He steals second. The bullet throw from the catcher hits him in the junk, bounces off his junk into the shortstop's mitt.
My junk.
Tags out. So not only did he get hit in the junk, he was tagged out on a stolen base attempt.
Oh, yeah, embarrassing.
That's a good one, Charlie. Pete in Vegas, you're on with Covino and Rich. Friday, what's up, buddy?
Hey, fellas.
Yo.
You guys just got me, man. I was just called and got put on hold about the Steve Lyons slide where he started to derobe himself. That's just one of the classics. And if you look at it, he wasn't faking that. That was 100%. He just lost his thoughts for a second.
It's so funny that I thought that was so random, the fact that you thought of that too, Pete. We're thinking alike, buddy.
We all had those VHS tapes, and then you see Don Mattingly grabbing the popcorn from the kid in the stands. Like, we've seen these clips over and over again.
If you grew up on the East Coast, Warner Wolf plays of the year. My dad would put that on VHS, and I'd watch that over and over. Warner Wolf, plays of the year. Let's go to the videotape.
Did you guys ever have a PE teacher that would play blooper videos like on a rainy day?
Yeah, of course. When you think of those old, you never had a gym teacher?
I did, really.
I absolutely did.
You think had of bad PE teachers there,
right? Yeah. What did you do? Play badminton?
I don't know.
Inside?
We did stuff inside in the gym.
Inside kickball stunk. Rick in Spokane. What's up, Rick?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, brother? What blooper comes to mind on the anniversary of the Canseco ball hitting him on the head?
So for me, it's one of my earliest memories watching sports with my dad. It was January 1993, Super Bowl 27. Leon Lett runs all the way down to the end zone, and Don Beebe catches up to him right before, fumbles the ball. To this day, kids still do it. My dad told me as a kid, hey, this is why you don't celebrate till you're in the end zone.
Exactly.
And I tell my kids the same thing.
Yeah, every kid should have to watch that
so
play.
So lucky that the Cowboys whooped them back-to-back season.
There's two lessons to that. It's never give up on the play and never celebrate too early.
Never hot dog.
Never hot dog it, man.
Kavino, you would know the name for me is coming. I might be wrong, but when I'm thinking of all those.
Willie Mays Hayes when he slides and he doesn't reach the base?
No,
not that one.
That's a good one. When Reggie Jackson tried to kill the Queen.
Oh, that was a good one.
No, I'm thinking old school Warner Wolf. Let's go to the videotape. It's a Tyson fight. Is it Trevor Burbick that falls down three times?
Yeah, like a baby deer.
Yo, he got hit so hard by Tyson. He tries to get up and he falls.
Because he's all hard. His head is like, get up.
He has so much heart.
His legs won't keep him up.
And I just remember Warner Wolf being like, gets up one time, falls down, gets down two, falls down three times.
Yeah,
he
his got legs up, were done.
He just could not stand.
So, again, your phone calls. 877-99 on Fox. Who do we got?
Want to go to Texas? Say what's up to Pat?
Let's go to Texas.
Hey, Pat.
What's up, Pat?
Hey, guys. Your show rocks and rolls. I love it,
Thank you, man.
Thank you, brother.
I'm from the great state of Texas where we play football and we don't play kickball. I got you a list. Number one, LeBron James the other night fumbled the layup. Number two.
Too soon.
Too soon.
Oops.
Number two, the Colts fake punt with the one guy in the center, and that was all there was. Number three, the Minnesota Vikings defense versus Tony Dorsett, 99-yard run with only 10 guys. And a blast from the past for Warner Wolf, Jim Marshall going the wrong way.
Yeah. Speaking of Warner Wolf, we mentioned this like maybe a year ago, Danny, on the Sunday night show.
He had his own blooper.
Remember when Warner Wolf's teeth fell out?
Yeah, it's on YouTube.
While calling a highlight?
If you don't remember that or you're too young or whatever, it's on YouTube if you look it up.
That guy's a Texan. I don't want to bring it up then, but do you remember when Tony Romo fumbled the playoff snap for the you know what would have been the go-ahead game-winning field goal?
Yeah, he didn't want to bring that up.
Yeah, I don't want to bring that up.
It's not really a blooper, but he mentioned LeBron. What about when J.R. Smith was just standing there at the end of the game?
Yeah. Oh, and yeah. LeBron. Why? Monty, any come to mind before we get to your update or what?
I don't know if it's a blooper, but Danny, do you remember when Gavin Lux ran into the outfield wall at Dodger Stadium?
That's right, yes.
Like, he hit it so hard, misjudged the ball.
They put the body outline.
Correct, they outlined the body on the outfield, which I took a picture with, by the way. Obviously, I went out there after the fact. But I don't know if it was a blooper, but it was funny. It was so funny.
There's another classic one of, you know, I think it's a minor leaguer that just runs through the wall.
Yeah, isn't there?
Right?
Like shrubbery or something that was the outfield wall, and they just run through
it. If you see the clip, you're like, oh yeah, I've seen that before.
Didn't Andre Dawson get caught in the ivy once, or is that a commercial? I think that was a commercial.
Oh, yeah, they pulled him out.
They pulled him out.
Yeah, that was. I think it was State Farm or something.
You know, it wasn't a blooper. But speaking of people going into the stands, yo, even if you hate the Yankees, when Derek Jeter dove headfirst into the stands, do we all remember that?
Of course.
My goodness, what
There's
a play!
No, I
what a
think
hero.
Is one
what
of the defining moments.
All right, Monty, what's going on? Give us an update, buddy.
One baseball game in the books today. It was Reds and Cubs. Pitcher Hunter Green had six hitless innings, but he pitched like 110 pitches in those six innings. So they did take him out. He struck out 11. Cincinnati ended up beating the Cubs at Wrigley Field. 9-0 was the final score. And how about that PGA Championship Cinderella story? Michael Block, you guys heard all that, right? He got invited to participate in the Charles Schwab Challenge. Well, that Cinderella story is over because he has definitely struggled after two rounds. He is in last place at 15 over par. In the NBA, Commissioner Adam Silver spoke to Kevin Garnett on his show Certified, and he said he believes the game was too physical in the 90s and that it wasn't aesthetically pleasing. But the big story today comes out of the NFL. The Arizona Cardinals have released star wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins after three seasons. They tried to trade him, multiple teams, several discussions, but his salary was an obstacle. He was recently on the I Am Athlete podcast, and he listed the five quarterbacks that he would like to catch passes from. Those five were Josh Allen of the Bills, Jalen Hurts of the Eagles, Patrick Mahomes of the Chiefs, Lamar Jackson of the Ravens, and Justin Herbert of the Chargers.
Hey, let me list the best quarterbacks. Like, come on.
Well, he didn't say Joe Burrow.
That's true.
He did not mention that
one. He did not.
And, you know, he didn't mention his buddy that he did play with, who is now over at the Browns.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's his buddy. But it's like he probably didn't mention it because he don't want to be associated with him. That's what I'm thinking. But yes, he did mention the obvious ones. I agree with you. Back to you guys.
Thank you, Monty.
Thanks, Bolaños.
See.
And remember, at the end of your first year, Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you've earned. That's right. Everything you earned doubled. Seriously, see terms and check it out for yourself at discover.com/match.
All right, and let's not forget, brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive making bundling easy and affordable. Get that
multi.
Bundling.
I
bundle my insurance. I don't have a motorcycle or an RV boat, but I do the homeowners and the car insurance with Progressive. Bundle and save at progressive.com. Real quick, let's say hi to Chris in Philly, and we'll move on from the Canseco bloopers. What's up, Chris?
Yeah, what's going on, fellas?
What's up, bro?
Happy Friday.
You too.
Real quick, I do got a blooper. I'm going to make this real quick. But Jose Canseco stays losing. You guys brought it up. I seen earlier this week he went viral. He went on, like, Twitter or something and was like, I'm ready to go, boys. Who wants to get involved in crypto with me? Like this, whatever, and I'll DM you. And this guy liked it, and then the guy screenshotted it, and Jose DM'd him, and he said, he was like, I'm ready to go, are you? And he said, LOL, no way, Jose, and then screenshot it. And it had like 150,000 likes the no way, Jose.
Yeah, he's a strange fellow.
But real quick, my blooper is in, I'll finish it with a blooper that's more of a pooper. I've been watching football my whole life. Lamar Jackson is the only player that I've ever seen that actually got having to take a crap and leave the field.
That is true. Paul Pierce and Lamar Jackson. Yeah. So good company. Two great players. Paul Pierce, Lamar Jackson.
Oh, and George Brett infamously did it
in Vegas
bad lobster. But like before a game.
Crab legs. All right. If you don't know that clip, look it up. Well, hey, listen. The anniversary of the Canseco ball in the head. Well, today someone's birthday, and it ties into the world of sports. So, coming up next, we will talk about the best sports themes of all time on a Friday show. So hang tight. Covino and Rich, more next, but we got to tell you about Chalk. We love the people at Chalk. You got to get all chalked up.
I'm hoping that the Heat are all chalked up for
better
the game
be.
Tomorrow. They got to be chalked up and take it all. Butler's saying that they're going to have to win. They will win game 6 because they're so chalked up.
Well, testosterone levels at an all-time low. Individual T levels drop in men at least 1% every year with age. So thankfully, there's a new champion of natural testosterone boosters, Chalk, C-H-O-Q. And right now with the Male Vitality Stack, clinically studied, you could boost your testosterone 20% in 90 days.
So reclaim your game with higher T, maximize energy, and laser focus.
What do you know about game?
Visit Chalk.com today, C-H-O-Q.com today. Use code CRSHOW, C-R-S-H-O-W, 35% off any Chalk subscription for life. Chalk.com, code CRSHOW for 35% off. Subscriptions cancelable at any time.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid Kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
Hey, guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Yeah, buddies! Friday with CNR.
Friday!
On FSR. Live from the TireRack.com studio. This is definitely one of those great sports anthems.
Part of your Jock Jam CD, right?
Did you have that in your CD changer back in the day?
I had a 10-disc changer, bro. Flash it back on a Friday.
Hey, you're hot stuff, huh?
Removable face.
You're big time.
I had the digital EQ. Man, I had my Jock Jams.
By the way, of all the random stuff you try to explain to a kid now, doesn't it sound stupid to say, yeah, we used to have to, like, take the face off our radio? What do you mean?
Yeah, but even before that, like, you took the whole thing out.
Yeah,
remember?
Like, you would take the face off your radio and, like, bring it into the restaurant with you. Like, what? Like, I'm sure there's an aftermarket now. But the stereos and, you know, everything from your Wi-Fi and your Bluetooth to your satellite radio, you can have your iHeart app in the car. Is there any car that doesn't come with a good enough radio anymore? Like,
I mean, there's still people that want to customize it,
but I do agree. What do you do? You have a touchscreen. You have like touchscreen, big. Like, why would anyone?
Because people like to customize things. You know, like real car people. If you go to, I bet you a lot of people in Florida right now, they all got their own booming system.
There's also
with their,
like,
ground effects,
I mean,
and everything
else. Speakers, maybe. But I'm saying, like, when I had my first car, I had a Plymouth. Like, I was gonna get a better radio because, let me tell you, my 1990 Plymouth Acclaim wasn't really bringing it. But now, no matter what you get, you have like a touch screen with all your capabilities.
But that bass ain't hitting the way certain people want it to hit. You're just not that kind of guy.
Do you remember when satellite radio first debuted? It was the same thing. It was a faceplate.
A plug and play, they called it.
Yeah.
And it had that tinny sound to it. Believe me, I was all about it, but I completely remember.
Yeah, and nowadays, I mean, you have your AM, your FM, your Sirius XM, your Bluetooth, so you could listen to any Spotify app, iHeart, anything you want.
CarPlay is fantastic.
Yeah, CarPlay,
we're talking sound quality.
Imagine hanging out with someone and they had like their own system.
No, some people need to have their dashboard rattling. You could hear the plastic rattling because the bass is hitting so hard. And then they got something cool on the windshield that says like Sonic Boom or something like that. And it's just hitting like
in cursive.
Doots, 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 doots. And you hear it cruising down the street. You're like, who's that guy?
Yo, Aaron Rodgers when he's hanging out with Paulie D?
He must be awesome.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm just not that kind of guy. You are from Jersey.
You're dismissing the whole culture. You're just not part of it. You know, it's not as big as it once was for sure because, you know, quality wasn't as high. I agree with you. It's definitely a lot better now. So wherever you're listening, we appreciate it. Hopefully you're hearing in high quality. Hopefully you're booming that bass right now.
If you're listening on your booming system.
And you know what, real quick.
We pump our gas, we pump our fists.
We don't pump our gas, we pump our fists. You know why?
Stop it. No. No.
Yes. Oh.
Oh, that bass is hitting.
Feels like it's already Memorial Day.
Yeah. We don't pump our gas, we pump our fists.
Not from Jersey.
We don't pump our gas, we pump our fists.
This song, equal parts awesome and embarrassing.
If you missed it.
We don't pump our gas.
That's actually us from the early 2000s.
Yeah, we were talking about Aaron Rodgers' love of the Jersey Shore, and Covino wrote this song, and it was on the show season 2. Yeah.
Hey, this is Slicky, and you're listening to my sexy boys, Covino and Rich.
If you're with think people girls, don't want their own boom system, you're out of your mind.
Hey, Monty. If this gets stuck in my head, I'm going to be so upset.
Hey, Monty, do you think it's a turn on to women that Snooki says we're her boyfriends?
Hey, this is Snooki, and you're listening to my sexy boys, Covino and Rich.
Who doesn't like Snooki?
You should be Snooki for Halloween this year.
I've been told that many a time.
So that's Monty. DJ Ramos is playing our old song as the Dirty Jersey Poets. an old song we made. Danny G is here. Before it gets too late, Rich,
yeah,
I have three fights. None of which that I'm involved in.
By the way, anyone that still has a separate system in their car, I'm guessing you also have the club. Do you still have the club in case someone tries to steal your car? I imagine the same people, the club.
Yeah. They're not. Again, it's a culture.
I have a 2006 car, so it doesn't have anything fancy in it.
You
still
club?
Have a CD player. I would use a club.
You have a CD player?
I do.
How fun.
Yeah, I use my little CD case from the 90s.
Yeah.
You have a John Cicada in there?
I do.
I love
like
that.
A knight in shining.
Let's go for a ride, Monty.
Oh, yeah.
Let's take you around.
Well,
let's cruise.
Three fights. Ready? Real quick, just want to know which one floats your boat, Rich, okay?
My banana boat?
No, because there was a fight that's kind of in the talks right now. It's a little too late, but still going to be a big fight.
Is it you versus Caleb Plant?
Nope. As of today, Tyson Fury is saying that they're getting closer and closer to Anthony Joshua and making it happen at Wembley Stadium.
Yeah.
A fight that everyone wants to see, including Tyson Fury. He says it's in AJ's hands. He's not going to make a big deal about it. It's in his hands, but let's get it going.
I can promise you.
British fighters.
I can promise no matter what the other fight you're talking about.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Fury, Joshua, even though it's like 2 years too late. It's people want to see the heavyweights, especially when the heavyweights are as intriguing.
Two British legends, too.
Yeah, they're intriguing. Sorry, what's the other
one? That's ones? In September if it gets signed. So that's as of today. It's getting closer to happening. You got Teofimo Lopez and Josh Taylor. He's the WBO champ at 140.
I like Teofimo a lot personally. He's a good dude. Always been cool to us, but not interested that much.
That's June 10th.
Okay.
And then the biggest fight of the week, in my opinion, announced this week. Everybody's been waiting for Errol Spence Jr., Terrence Bud Crawford, fighting at 147 unification bout. That's July 29th in Vegas.
That's probably the biggest fight of the three, but still most intrigued by Tyson Fury. And I think most people would agree with me. All right, coming up, we got more CNR right here on FSR. Hit us up, 877-99 on Fox. More next.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.